The South Carolina Poultry Federation held its annual conference last week, and that's a great opportunity to talk about this very important ag industry in South Carolina. I'm talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. It's hard to speak too much about the importance of poultry in South Carolina, is it, Commissioner?
Well, you're right. It's the number one income generator for South Carolina farmers, working with some really very fine integrator companies who partner with the farmers to grow the birds, and just a lot of innovation going on. We've worked with the industry on some robotic research and things like that to see how we're able to keep this part of our industry growing and how it can provide more opportunities for farmers to get into growing poultry and diversify their operations, or be it their first operation. So poultry is a very interesting part of South Carolina's, very significant part of South Carolina's agriculture, as we've been talking about. So, yeah, they meet once a year and go over topics that are common to all of them, and we participate. Department participates, and that was last weekend in Charleston.
Some of the topics of discussion, and I think most people can relate to this in agribusiness, labor, of course, is always one of the topics that come up. That has been a topic of discussion for how long, Commissioner? It's always a challenge.
Yeah, for, you're right. For every part of agriculture and almost every industry that supplies products and manufactures things, and not just the service industry, labor is just a challenge. You know, feed costs is one of those when the market moves one way or the other, it has a tremendous impact, because really you're converting feed into poultry. That's always critical. Very top of mind for the last 10 years is biosecurity with the outbreaks of the high path avian influenza, and the fact that our farmers really, really focus on this. We've been able to minimize the impacts of the outbreaks that have happened here and manage through those. So other things, you know, the regulations of getting into the business, we're pleased with some of the changes that we worked with Department of Health to have those happen this year, so our permitting procedure is much more streamlined now, and we think that will help us facilitate additional growth in the poultry industry.
And when you're talking about that, of course, I'm not just talking about chicken, but we're talking about, of course, eggs as well. Turkeys have to be included in that as well. So it's quite a diversified agribusiness industry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're right. It's not just chickens, but it is the turkeys. It's even pigeons and quail and all sorts in that part of agriculture. And you know, it's all, I think, close to 13,000 jobs connected with the industry. So it's just a great story for South Carolina agriculture. The way poultry always sort of leads the way in terms of its economic value to farmers in South Carolina. Heck, not just the farmers growing it, but really the grain and soybean farmers selling to them. So, you know, that feed that we talked about earlier, the feed cost, you know, that could be coming from a neighbor right in South Carolina. So it's just a big part of our industry.
Poultry, the number one agriculture product in South Carolina. And talking with us about it has been South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.